So then when I take this coin and show it to you, and the likeness of Wilma is on that quarter, as you look at that coin, how does that make you feel? What words come to your mind?
John, I guess I'm very proud of her accomplishments. And one of the things that she did ask before she left was, Charlie, would you keep my legacy going? I didn't know how to respond to it. But that coin came and was a surprise to me. And when they said that they wanted to put her on a quarter, actually, I told them I didn't want her on a quarter. I would not give approval. I would want her on a $1,000 bill. And they got real quiet. I said, I don't think they're joking kind. I said, that would be such an honor. I think it would. So I said, that would be good. I told Christina, she was there, and Christina, you work with the men. I'm not good at stuff like that, but the design is a lot of her work working with the men. She's the one that took the lead role. Yeah.
You worked with the Mint to come up with this.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here looking at it right now. It's just hard to believe that, and it's still hard for you to believe that it's there.
Yeah. I don't want to spend my quarters.
I hear you.
And everywhere we go, when we did the movie, Turkey Word for Water, everywhere we went, people were saying, if it hadn't been for Wilma, I couldn't be who I am. I mean, you're talking to doctors, the lawyers, or CEOs and things like that, some young person coming up the ladder. She had such an impact and such an inspiration in their lives. I can see why she wanted to keep her legacy going. And matter of fact, I always say, you know what? I didn't have to keep her legacy going. She did it. It was obvious that everybody had so much love and respect for her.
I asked her in the oral history interview what she was most proud of. This is what she said. I think probably being able to facilitate a group of health professionals. First of all, I never did anything by myself. Anything that I've ever done in my life has been with a team. I think the fact that we were able to set out a plan over a decade, say we're going to build freestanding health clinics, develop a prevention program, and then actually stay focused on that and get it done. That sounds, not that exciting, but at that time we had no gaming money, so we just had to figure out how to work with the Indian Health Service and the Congress to get things built. I told the people in Stillwell that I would build them a clinic when I was first elected, and I was going to get it done one way or another.
Yes, that sounded like her. She had a way. I guess she probably had a vision how she could do that. I mean, she has brilliant. I know when she was running for office, she said, Charlie, Ross asked me to run. What do you think? I said, I don't know anything about politics. Wilma said, if that's what you want to do, fine. She said, I don't think people would want me to be in the office if they found out my background. I said, what do you mean they found out your background? I thought she must have robbed a bank or something in California or something. And I've done this kind of work, she said, before in California. She said, I used to work with the Black Panthers. I said, you did? She said, yes. And I know all those guys, the leaders. I worked with them, and then also was with AIM. I said, you mean American Indian Movement? She said, yes. I said, if they found out I had this in my background, I don't think they would elect me. I said, Wilma, they're looking for people that'll fight for people. I said, I think that would be no problem because you're fighting for the people, fighting for the lives, fighting for the freedoms and all these things, fighting for women's rights and all. I said, I think you'd make a good candidate. She said, would you campaign for me? I said, I don't know how. I wouldn't know what to do. She said, just speak for me. Just talk about me. I said, I can do that. I said, people, it didn't faze them at all. They didn't know who they were dealing with when she told me she'd been working with the Black Panthers and the AIM movement.
And then when she announced her candidacy for a second term, she won that election with 82% of the vote.
Absolutely. I love her philosophy about politics. I wish all politicians could see the way she looked at politics. After she got in the office, walking down the hall, sometimes I'd see somebody that was very not in favor of her running for office. Mm-hmm. They were hateful. They were mean. I mean, we ran into a lot of stuff, you know, threats and all that. And then to see somebody that had been so mean, hostile to her and everything like that, I said, you mean you hired those people after what they did to you? She said, Charlie, that's just politics. I said, doesn't matter. I think everybody should be involved in politics. She said, they don't have to love me or hate me. She said, the important thing is, as long as they do the work for the people, and they work for the people, for the betterment, for the good of them, she said, yes, I will hire them. She said, they don't have to like me, as long as they work for the people. And I think that's missing big time in politics.
Yes, it is today, for sure. Oh, yeah, what an example.
Yeah.